Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes. Tropical storm Ophelia is pounding the North Carolina coast, and tens of thousands are already without power. Forecasters warn of life-threatening storm surges. CBS's Tom Foley.
Expect lots of rain and heavy wind as Ophelia hugs the mid-Atlantic coast.
Some of the estimated rainfall totals here, especially around the Delmarva, working through eastern Virginia, Richmond, Williamsburg, Virginia Beach, and eastern North Carolina, could see rainfall totals as high as a half foot.
Chris Bruin at the Weather Channel and his colleague Alex Wilson.
Falling trees will definitely be a concern. Power outages possible. Storm surge, an issue as well. 4 to 6 feet along portions of the North Carolina coast. Then we've got coastal flood watches, coastal flood warnings, and coastal flood advisories.
Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Still no deal on a congressional spending bill, which means the government could shut down in 7 days. CBS's Christina Ruffini.
The federal government is bracing for a funding lapse, warning federal employees that if Congress can't strike a deal before October 1st, they could see a pause in their paychecks.
I believe we have a majority here, and we can work together to solve this.
The House will be in order.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been fighting with hardliners in his own party, trying to get them to pass a stopgap measure until they can work out a larger spending bill.
That United Auto Workers strike is bigger now, having expanded to 20 more states, and workers say they're in it for the long haul. CBS's Michael George with more.
Some 13% of the union's nearly 150,000 members are on the picket lines. GM and Stellantis say they continue to bargain in good faith. GM calling the decision to expand the strike unnecessary, while Stellantis, the parent of Chrysler, says it presented a very competitive offer but never received a response.
There are more talks set for today in that Hollywood writer strike after a marathon session yesterday. This producer was on the picket lines.
I do hope that I can get back to work and that it's over soon, but only with a fair contract.
Pope Francis is in France worrying about migrants around the world. CBS's Anna Matranga is with him.
The Pope acknowledged that countries face difficulties in welcoming and integrating migrants, but said rejection was not the answer. Instead, the solution is for European countries to ensure legal and entry, with each nation accepting migrants in according to its possibilities.
This as the U.S. struggles with a near record increase in illegal crossings at the southern border with Mexico. Border agents apprehended some 140,000 in the first 20 days of September. The Biden administration says it is sending 800 active duty troops there to help mitigate the problem. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew details at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Slight chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 77, southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight, slight chance for scattered rain showers, lows dip down to about 58. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 68, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
You heard the man. Let's get to it. It's time for Over the Back Fence on this Saturday. Happy Saturday, everybody. Hope it is treating you good. James J. behind the mic. Thanks for joining me. Call up and join the conversation, 424-2600. We would love to hear from you. Your items you're looking for, items you want to sell, different events in the area, that item that you got in your apartment or your house. You don't even know how you got it. You just look at it every day. You're like, I don't know what to do with that thing. Bring it to us. We'll help you get rid of it. If it's an item that you're looking for, bring it to us as well, 424-2600. Love to hear from you. Want you to join the conversation. We've got some good things to do today. We're going to talk about our schedule, got our news and notes, mailbag items all lined up for you, all those kind of things. And it all begins with your calls, 424-2600. Also want to get into the Badger game from last night. We have time. There's plenty to do, plenty to talk about there as well. Get into that. And most importantly among all of this, you all, is helping me defeat the man that is right across the hall from me. The guy who normally sits in this chair, Seth Haphagger, your normal host, will be back with you next week. Seth doesn't come across like this, but he can kind of, you know, dig at you sometimes. You know, he's been kind of giving me a hard time about how many calls he's been getting and everything. And, that I didn't get as many the last time I was doing this. Help me get some bragging rights around here and call up 424-2600. Speaking of bragging rights, that station that he is working at right now over at WIRI, Wiscountry, they are, first off, they got a great game going on right now, Assumption versus Pacelli, their homecoming game. It took me a second. I was going to say something other than Pacelli. I'll be honest. I was going to... Assumption versus Pacelli, homecoming. That game is going on right now on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Go ahead and check that out. Yeah, so we're kind of talking a little trash back and forth, but in the hallway here between each other. Not really, but kind of. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi there. I have a set of Christmas dishes, Chinaware, and they're made in the USA, and it's a Christmas tree on there, you know, and the little gifts around the tree. And I would like, it's a setting of 8. There's a setting of 4 in each box. And I would like $50 for the 2 boxes.
Okay.
And they're very nice. I don't even know if they were used once or twice or whatever. It's been quite a while. We've all gone to the Chinette ones, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And the bigger the family, the more the dishes. And
oh, so, yeah, yeah.
So I would like to have those for sale, and my number is 715-886-3654. I didn't know you guys were still on the station, or if you had changed or what.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We moved this show a little while ago to Saturdays, and I know for some of our listeners, they hadn't caught that. But we've been trying to advertise it, trying to get it out there, and we appreciate you getting the word out and calling us up. Thank you.
And how much rain did we get last night? Do you know?
My God. Quite a bit. But not enough. It's oddly enough, I don't think we got enough as far as what the people that know
enough,
what they're...
That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we get some more today. Well, we are going to get some more today. So
all
hopefully
right.
That'll help.
Sounds like a good plan for everybody.
You have a great day. Thanks for the call.
And thank you. Bye now.
If you're interested in those Christmas dishes, give her a call. 715-886-3654. Sorry, 886-3654. 886-3654. Our phone number is 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from y'all. I was talking about bragging rights before, where Seth and I have a fun competition of who can get the most calls on the show here. And speaking of bragging, once you do get some bragging rights, Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI is finally officially going to name the chicken. Dun, dun, dun. Yes, we've been talking about this for a while. We've been wanting to do this for a while. And we finally have the people behind us to be able to do it. Yeah, we're looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of fun. Be sure to join us, everybody. In this, you can go to wizcountry.com/chicken right now to get in on this. What we encourage you to do is go there and bring your creativity. Bring the fun. Have a good time with this, keeping in mind we're a PG show. But have fun with it. You can enter up to three names. You've got until September 30th, so we are getting down to crunch time. You got until a week. You got a week to be able to get in on this. Encourage you to. And again, have some fun with it. Now, one of the things that I think is fun about this is certainly, well, we'll get to that in a second. You guys come first. Good morning. You are on the show.
Yeah, James, what happened to Rodney the Rooster? You got a different chicken now?
Oh, no, we got Rodney. We still got Rodney around here. He's the WFHR chicken. Well, really, the over-the-back fence chicken, Rodney is. But our chicken over on WIRI is on our logo, which he will not stop letting Rodney know about. Yeah, but Rodney's never going anywhere. Rodney has a better contract than Seth or I. His contract, I don't know how he got that, but he got grandfathered in.
Okay, now that that's cleared up, I got a workbench with a woodworker's vise on it. It's 4 foot wide. I'd like $80 for that. It's got shelves underneath, pretty sturdy, real heavy top, plywood construction.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got a work table. It's 4 foot by 8 foot plywood top on wheels. I'd like $60 for that then.
All right.
And then 715-819-3422, and I thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day, sir.
Sure thing. Bye-bye.
819-3422, number to call. If you're interested in those items, give them a call. 715-819-3422. Yeah, Rodney signed one of those lifetime contracts. So as long as there's an over-the-back fence, Rodney's got a job. Rodney's not going nowhere. But our chicken that doesn't have a name went through the desert with a chicken with no name. Yeah, it just doesn't sound the same, does it? No. It had to be a horse. I wonder if they pitched that idea, though. Guys, what do you think about it? I went through the desert with a chicken with no name. No, it doesn't. Just doesn't. No, no. Camel. I went through the desert on a camel, you know, desert camel, seems like it, but no, it doesn't roll off the tongue as well, does it? Names like that, that's what we're looking for over at the Wiz Country Name That Chicken Contest. You got until a week from now, next Saturday, to get in on this. Then October 9th through the 29th, we're going to go ahead and have a bunch of these names up there for you to draw on, for you to vote on, to get pecking on. And we will have our top three winners we will announce. And not only will we announce them, but we're going to give them some stuff. I'll tell you right now, all these people are going to get shirts and stickers. And third prize is going to get a one-night stay at Chula Vista with water park passes included, $100 worth of dinner vouchers and some extra vouchers for zip lining and golf and food. Second place, same prizes, just a little bit more swag in there. And first place is a two-night stay at Chula Vista with all of that included and the swag. And bragging rights. Yes. You will always be known as the person that got to name the WIRI chicken. You put that on a resume. You may not have to put anything else on a resume. You just go apply for a job and that just have your name, how to contact you, and that you were the person that named the WIRI chicken. I think that might be all you need. You can get about anything. We encourage you to have some fun with this one, everybody. And thank you so much to everybody who has already been jumping in on this. A big thank you to Rebecca Sullivan, our marketing and graphic designer here at Civic Media. Rebecca's been letting us know how that voting has been going, and we've been having a great turnout with that. So get in on that, everybody. It's a lot of fun. And get yourself some bragging rights along with these awesome prizes. I've never been to Chula Vista. I've always wanted to go. Check it out. Let me live vicariously through you. Go on and check this out at wiscountry.com/chicken. 424-2600 is the number to call. We, of course, have our news and notes and our mailbag items coming up. But I did want to talk a little bit about this, and it is going on right now as we speak. The 5K9 walk run with Southland County Maine Society. They kicked this off at 8 this morning with the race starting at 9 over at the Southland County Red Sands Shelter House. If you're in the central Wisconsin area, specifically in Rapids here, you know how the weather's been going. So really hoping for them to have a great turnout for that. This was going to go on, rain or shine. And look, we know Midwest people. We know our people. It is going to take a lot more than this to get us to not go out there and have a good time, get this running or walking, however you want to do it. And certainly when it comes to these causes, I think you get people out there, and look, you're driving around town, you're going to see people walking and running no matter what. You know, we do that. We exercise around here. People outside of the state may not think that, but there's plenty of people doing that around here. But when it comes to doing it for a cause, ooh, that's different. That's where you get all kinds of people coming out. People that you may never even see running or walking, you see coming out for things like this, especially our Humane Society. So while you may not be able to be a part of the registration and all that, you can maybe step on down there and cheer on the runners, wish them a good run. And certainly, anytime you see events supporting our nonprofits, like the Southwood County Humane Society, we encourage you getting behind these. Buy local, support local. We make this work together. And be sure to join us Thursdays at 9 o'clock hour with our Pet of the Week. Madison Rafter, Executive Director of Southwood County Humane Society, joins us. Always a good time talking with Madison. We had Trixie in this week. Got some pictures on our Facebook page of that. And I don't know. Looking at Trixie, you're going to want to take her home. I'll tell you that right now. It's a wonderful dog. It's a wonderful dog. Go check that out. 424-2600. A little bit later, we can talk a bit of the Wisconsin game from last night. And we're certainly going to be talking about it on Playmakers on Monday. Be sure to join us from 3 to 4 every Monday from Playmakers. A live sports call-in show. Well, talk-in, too, I guess, kind of. Bring your sports thoughts and feelings to us. All my sports thoughts and feelings and heart are with Ches Malusi right now. For those that didn't see, Badgers were very victorious last night, but did come at a cost. Backup running back, and I believe senior, Ches Malusi, devastating injury. I don't know why I word it that way. That was such a trope. It looks bad. It seems like a bad injury, like all injuries. All injuries are bad. All injuries are pretty darn devastating if you ask the person. And this is a young man we're talking about here, not even a paid professional. So do feel for him and wish him nothing but the best, nothing but a speedy recovery. I've heard nothing but great things about the young man. And certainly, as far as him as a talent and a runner, I've loved watching him run. I'm a sucker for running styles with running backs, and he's got a really, not a Roger Craig one, I would say, but a quick foot one, where his feet don't really leave the ground too much. He covers a lot of ground that way. Braylon Allen, a little more of a stretch, a little more of a power with a juke thrown in there, but that kid's a good runner, and I wish him the best. And yes, of course, your Badgers victorious last night on Wisconsin. And not as much for our high school teams. Yeah. Yeah. If you were joined us yesterday on WIRI, Wiscountry, Lincoln High School hosting DC Everest, part of their homecoming, DC Everest 21, Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders 14. Port Edwards took on Marion Tigerton, the Thundercats. That is a great name. Look, I am a proud Red Raider. I like our team. I like our logo, all that. But if I graduated from a high school that was named Thundercats, I don't know if I'd ever wear anything other than Thundercats gear. I don't. That's a great name. Didn't help them against Port Edwards, though. Port Edwards Blackhawks 51, Marion Tigerton Thundercats 26. Stratford Tigers 44, Nakusa Papermakers 8. Just a rough time for some of the, a lot of our local teams. Port Edwards getting on in the win column. That was nice to see. But tough times. I will say it is always great to have these games. Win or lose, I think I don't speak for anybody else, but I know from talking to so many of you out there how much the playing these games matter. And we thank the coaching staffs, we thank these players, all the parents getting their kids to practices. And certainly we cannot play these games without these sponsors. Every one of these sponsors you hear associated with high school sports, and sports in general, but I'm specifically high school sports. They literally are the reason that we can play these games. These, the announcers, Randy, Michael, Seth covering the games. They're the reason we can get these kids out there, and you can hear them wherever you're listening to them on civicmedia.us. So big thank you to the sponsors and everybody a part of it. Looks like a good time to take a break. You guys all right with that? Please, please, you don't want us to take a break? Call. Speak up. 424-2600. Otherwise, we'll go ahead and take a break. We'll come back with our news and notes, our mailbag items, more of your calls, and a lot more fun on Over the Back Fence here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715. 424-4101.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 77, southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight, slight chance for scattered rain showers, lows dip down to about 58. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 68, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 64.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Hope your Saturday is treating you good. We are here to take your phone calls, items you're looking for, items you want to sell, maybe some events in the area you want to tell us about, or garage, or rummage sales? Any of the above, call up 715-424-2600. Otherwise, for now, I'm going to get into some news and notes and mailbag items. We kick it off with our mailbag. Of course, remember, there is no price limit on the mailbag, but we do ask that you limit to 3 items per call or announcement. You can mail items or come in during office hours. We're open 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. Come in and say hi to Pam, drop something off, or mail it to us, WFHR. I got a call coming in. Get to that in a second. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes. I have for sale a 40-foot hay and grain elevator. It's got the wheels transport, the electric motor, and I'm asking $400 for it. It's a Kiwani 40-footer. And then I also have for sale an 8-foot slide-in truck camper that comes with the jacks. I'm asking $600 for that. And then I also would like to say I sold my Pontiac Vibe I advertised a couple weeks ago. So your show does work. I bet you it would work better if it was 6 days a week, huh?
Yeah, that's what we did used to have it that way, and it just didn't seem to get the influx of calls every day. But I hear you, and I do appreciate that, and thank you so much for the commentary.
My number is 715-652-6641. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day, sir. 652-6641, number to call, 715-652-6641. And, sir, if you're still listening, I have to send a shout-out to you. I believe that is the first time we've had a grain elevator on this show. We love singling out those awesome items that we don't get all the time. So I got to give you a winning bell on that, man. Where is it? There we go. Ah. We only have one sound effect. We got to use it on certain occasions. So that's awesome. That was great. That is a great call. Thank you for that, sir. Appreciate it. Again, if you're interested in those items, give them a call, 715-652-6641. Keep those calls coming, everybody. 424-2600. Yeah, I don't think we've had a grain elevator before. We love getting... Seth and I are still talking about the boat anchor we had once. And by boat anchor, I don't mean like for just, you know, your everyday boats around here or anything. We're talking like, you know, yachts kind of boat, like a huge anchor. It was awesome. We don't have an item like that, but we do have an item in our mailbag. Wooden storm door to give away. Has a glass window insert. It's a 36 by 80. If you're interested, please give them a call and leave a message at 715-421-3817. That phone number, 715-421-3817. That is going to do it for the mailbag, but please keep those items coming to us, everybody. We want them. You can go ahead and get those items to us by dropping them off at our studios here, as I was telling you. Come by, say hi to Pam. She always appreciates that. Let's get into some news and notes. We have a community blood drive taking place this Monday at the former Eastern High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street, right here in Rapids. Appointments are encouraged, but walk-ins are welcome. You can give them a call and get your questions answered if you have any at 866-566-5900. 866-566-5900. You don't have to be one of these superheroes with some weird name and a cape and tights and a tragic backstory. You can be a superhero just by donating blood this Monday, 2 to 7, over the former East Junior High School Music Room. And a big thank you to everybody who is taking part in that. Wood County Resource Fair, Job Center of Wisconsin, has this going on. Coming up this Wednesday. They have the event itself will take place from 10 to 2, resource introductions at 11. This will be taking place at the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center at 320 West Grand Avenue, Suite 102, right here in Rapids. Be connecting individuals to services for all stages of life. All right. You want to look behind the curtain for a second, everybody? My microphone just will not get still, and it is kicking out this static. So I apologize. I'm a little off here. I'm trying to get that right. Check 1, 2. 1, 2. There we go. Job Center of Wisconsin having this resource fair this Wednesday from 10 to 2 over at the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center here in Wisconsin Rapids. Great opportunity. Wednesday, that event will be taking place, and another one will be, of course, taking place, as it does every Wednesday. Say it with me. Bingo! At the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Enjoy yourself at 430 West Jackson Street, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Elks Lodge, always doing such good things in our community. An opportunity for you to have a good time, maybe win a little, and know that you're putting back into your community, because everything the Elks Lodge does, they put right back into us. We appreciate them. Bingo! Every Wednesday at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, at 430 West Jackson Street. More news and notes on the way. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi, good morning. I have a Arctic King air conditioner, 5,000 BTUs with remote, located in Marshfield, asking 100. Phone number 715-570-4969.
570-4969.
Yes.
Excellent. Thanks for the call. You have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Thank you. Interested in that air conditioner? Give her a call. 715-570-4969. 715-570-4969. Thank you so much for the calls, everybody. Keep them coming. Our friends at the American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin open their doors every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. They will be doing that again this month as we are in the last week of September, which just even saying that out loud. I'm looking at a calendar right in front of me right now and it doesn't seem real. What happened to September? I digress. American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin opening their doors from 7:30 to 9:30 at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. Refreshments are provided at no cost. Sponsorship and funding provided by local businesses and individuals. We thank them very much for their service and what they do. Check out the American Heroes Cafe and spread the word about it too, everybody. Thursdays, we have a wonderful event here in Central Wisconsin. Our Farmers Market. Join us for fresh flowers, locally grown fruits and vegetables, baked goods, free activities for kids. Buying local, supporting local, really the definition of it. Not only helping these vendors, helping our ag industry, get some great produce. Join us every Thursday and Saturday from 8 to 2 over at First Avenue South between West Grand Avenue and Goggin Street. Farmers Market going on right now. Drove past it today. Looked really busy. Looked like there was a bunch of people heading down there. Weather not stopping anybody. If you're not able to make it there today, again, Thursday you'll have an opportunity. Big thank you to all the vendors and everybody that participates in that. We greatly appreciate you. Got some other great events coming up later in the week and month. Want to touch on some of those. Science by the River is such a fun event. Organizers of the annual Science by the River event in Rapids here are seeking or have gotten many groups to come together for this event. Me celebrating all things science and outdoors. It's a free one-day outdoor event. People from all around the state and of all ages come by and they walk the kind of tour. And as they're walking the path, they take in different events and different things. It's a fun event, and it will be taking place from 11 to 2 next Saturday. So a week from now, be looking forward to this. We'll be talking about it on the morning show and plenty of other spots. Big shout out to our friends at Extension, doing such a great job with this event. I didn't get to go last year, but the year before that was able to go, and such a fun time. Be sure to check it out, everybody. Science by the River coming up next week. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is asking you to save the date for their annual raking event, Day of Caring. It is scheduled for October 21st. Volunteers and team leaders can register online at uwswac.org. Be sure to register or to volunteer early so you can get yourself one of those t-shirts. I know a lot of people that volunteer they tend to want to. They're collecting them now, which I think is awesome. I've got like three, but I have quite a few United Way shirts. Thank you, Terry. But I have two Day of Caring shirts, I believe. Got to get one more. And the only way to do it is by being a part of it. Put a team together if you like. If you are looking at doing it individually, they will work with you there too. And please keep in mind that if you are an individual that could use your lawn raked, reach out to our friends at the United Way, UWSWAC.org. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. We have for sale a Philco record player. Now, with it, this is all in one unit. It has an AM and FM stereo radio, CD player, cassette player, it's remote control, it's wood grain, it's new in a box, has the owner's manual with it, and $100 or best offer. 715-424-1058.
You know, after all these years, you'd think I'd know your number by heart, man. We appreciate the call, as always. Good to talk to you.
You weren't getting too many calls today, so I thought I'd break the ice.
Appreciate it. Thank you for that. You have a great weekend, sir.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
715-424-1058, 424-1058. Give him a call for that record player before I do. Might be a good idea for some for my dad. I bet he'd like that. I know I would. I might even just keep it for myself. 715-424-1058. Give him a call. I mentioned the United Way. Be sure to go to UWSWAC.org, not only to find out more about Day of Caring, possibly sign up for it, or get your lawn line signed up for it. And again, Day of Caring coming up. So you want to register by October 6th. And the event itself will be taking place October 21st. We're looking at getting 100 lawns this year. Want to get 100 lawns. So be sure to reach out and be sure to reach out if you want to put a team together or you yourself want to be a part of it. And speaking of putting a team together, it is football season. Football. Sorry. I had to get that out of my system. Football. And high school, college, pros. We cannot get enough of it. We like football so much, we'll watch the XFL. I'm just as guilty as anybody else. I love football. I watch it all. And we love rooting for our home teams. I will put this out there, and I will stand by this, that there is no better definition of rooting for your home team than supporting your local United Way. More than any other team whether it is local, your high school teams, or your state teams, there ain't a better team to support than your United Way. 424-2600. You can challenge me on this. I love all those organizations. I like all those teams. I watch them, you know? I even root for the Badgers and stuff. I mean, just a mess. I do. These teams do a lot for our state and create a lot of commerce, a lot of different things, let alone the things that you can't even put a price tag on, cheering for them, rooting for them, watching a big play, all of this. Every single penny the United Way collects, they literally put into our communities. That alone would be impressive. But say, take our local United Way. You have Wood and Adams County represented. If you want to put your money into a specific place, say Wood or Adams County, you can do that. If you want to put it into a certain thing like Imagination Library, Women's United, and kids learning to read better, you can put the focus there. If you want to donate a lot or a little, all of the above. The United Way has their 2023 campaign going on right now. Support your home team. Let's do some good. Buy local, support local. Encourage you to find out more about that. And reading mentorships. There's a Learning for Life reading mentor program that we would love you to sign up for. All you got to do, read to kids. Yeah. Be a good influence for kids. Something every single one of you hopefully is trying to do every day anyway. Why not do it and do some good while you're at it? And I don't know about you, but I got to do this some years back, and I got to go to my old high school to do it. And One of my old elementary schools around here. I went to Humpke and went to Humpke in Nacoosa for a year and went to Washington School for 2 years. And getting to go to Humpke to do this was just amazing. It was all so much fun. The nostalgia and being a big kid walking around there felt good. And then there was reading in front of the kids, and that just there's a whole different level of that. UWSWAC.org. Encourage you to check that out. And finally, as we're wrapping up our news and notes, we got a community book sale coming up. Yes. I want to say just, city famous, I think, is pretty fair to say. The Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church hosting their community book sale. That is coming up. More on that in a moment. First, your phone calls. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, how are you doing? Listen, I got a doghouse. Yep, brand new, never been used. Medium-sized dog is just fine. Interested, 715-540-8078. And have a dry day.
You too, sir. Thank you. Doghouse for sale, 715-540-8078, 540-8078. That was a good challenge. That was a quick call. I had to get that down quick. I haven't had to do this in a while. I had to get that down quick. Nicely done. Doghouse for sale at 715-540-8078. Again, the community book sale taking place at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South. If you're over at the farmer's market, you'll be able to find that pretty easy. It's right next door. It's taking place October 12th and 13th from 8:30 to 6. And the bag sale will be going on the very next day on October 14th from 8:30 to 2. $2 bags and everything you can get in there for $2. 100% of the profits go to Mid-State Technical College scholarships. Greatly appreciate that. Most books are $1. They accept credit cards. They have an elevator if need be. And all this is great. And first and foremost, a big thank you to collect this money to be able to help with scholarships. Again, Moravian Church putting into the community, into the future of the community too, with a program like that, with scholarships that are available like that. And this is all very good, first and foremost. But people, free baked goods. Church baked goods. Please do not let my mother hear me say this, okay? Don't tell her I said it. But there may be no better baked goods in the world than when church baked goods. Or my mother's, one or the other. It's a hair piece, but they're really good. Be sure to check that out. Kids activities, there'll be coffee while you browse. And it's just certainly finding books that you to read or a great, finds. Treasures. Getting to put into the community like this and helping a scholarship program with our great friends over at Mid-State. The community aspect of it, too. I've gone to these events for years, and I've never gone to one where I didn't see people laughing and smiling and talking and catching up. It's a nice event. We'll talk more about it as we get a little closer to it. But you can find out more by going to WRMoravian.org. WRMoravian.org. That is going to do it for our news and notes. Leaves us plenty of room. Talk our schedule coming up here for the weekend and preview a little bit of the upcoming week. Maybe talk a little bit about this car wash worker who found the weirdest darn thing you could think of doing his job. Got that coming up. Most importantly, your calls. 424-2600 right here on AM 1320 and FM 97.5 FM. WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715- 424-4101.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive.
but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 77, winds out of the southeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, lows level off around 58, cloudy. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 68, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 65.
All seven and we'll watch them fall. They stand in the way of love and we will smoke them all with an intellect and a savoir-faire. No one in the whole universe.
Welcome back, everybody, to Over the Back Fence for this Saturday, September 23rd, 11:46 on the clock. 47. Your host, James J. behind the mic. Thanks so much for joining us. Little Prince to play us in. Never a bad thing. On a rainy day. Not a purple rain, mind you, but I had to. It was right there. Come on. Call up 424-2600. Join the conversation. And you can stop jokes like that from happening. Looking forward to taking your calls. We talked about this on the Sunrise Show and the Morning Show, which you can catch Monday through Friday. Join us 7 to 8 for the Sunrise Show on Wiz Country 105.5. We take your requests. We talk country music, country history. Have some fun. And, of course, 8 to 10 right here at WFHR for the Morning Show, Monday through Friday. Serious comedy to start your day. We touched on this Wisconsin That Ain't Right story about a Wisconsin resident who needed help from animal rescuers instead of a mechanic when they encountered an unusual form of engine trouble, a python under the hood. And just in case you were wondering, I did double check on this, and it turns out python's not a natural animal for Wisconsin. I know, shocking, right? I thought for sure. It's why so many of our local sports teams are named the Pythons. We shouldn't have exotic animals as pets. Please stop doing this, people. Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary curator of animals Lori Baxson said the 7-foot snake was seen slithering in the garage on Pecan Street before it made its way to a parked vehicle. Most likely, the snake crawled up into the person's engine just to stay warm. We worry about this with rural and cats and dogs. Specifically, cats tend to do this. I know I look under my vehicle every morning before I get going. I'm just in the habit of it now. This species, if you were wondering, is a jungle python native to Australia. So, yeah, not exactly its native land. That ain't right. Part of this to me is certainly people that have exotic animals for pets. I have never heard a good reason to have one. It's always about the person. And to be honest, they're usually overcompensating. Just saying, they usually are. I've never met somebody who is a perfectly well-adjusted human being with a great personality that has exotic pets. Haven't seen it happen. Looking at you, Mike Tyson. Anyway, I'm just messing. But seriously, it's usually, I mean, get a personality. I'm just saying, you know. But truly, that ain't right part of this. It's got to be for the snake. This snake, up until now, has been in pretty much, you know, a house, an apartment, something like that. And either way, it's used to Australia. I have never taken place in the land down under. I've never walked on that land, but I imagine that it's quite a bit different than Wisconsin. When I was a kid, I went from South Chicago in that concrete right to Rome, Wisconsin. Big culture shock. Took some adjustment. This snake, that's a whole other world of adjustment. I don't know. I don't think there's therapy for that. So I bring this up in part because it was kind of a silly story and a local Wisconsin story. But then yesterday morning I see car wash workers find a groundhog in front of a bumper of a customer's car. This is this little guy hanging out in Fort Wayne at Mike's Car Wash out there in Fort Wayne. And there was a noise with the engine and they wanted to check it out. And it is a groundhog. We are in September, of course. I understand how the rules work. But anytime you're interacting with a groundhog, do you need to ask it about the upcoming season? Hey, you got any weather tips? Hey, you know anything? Is it going to be a long winter, groundhog? I would feel like, I know, it's a little stereotypical. Ask groundhog the weather. But, I mean, come on, how many times are you going to run into a groundhog? Let alone like this, at a car wash. Did they charge the groundhog for the wash? It's another question I have. We will seek these answers and more coming up on the other half of the last half of Over the Back Fence. We'll take a quick commercial break. Come back with more of your calls and more fun on Over the Back Fence here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, friends. It's Stephen Hittner.
And Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. We'll be having our 77th Customer Appreciation Sale going on Friday, October 6th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, October 7th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Friday, Martin from Natural Factors will be in, along with Tom Heck with Terry Naturally, answering any questions you may have. Then on Saturday, we'll have Jersey Valley cheese and allied elderberry immune samples.
We'll have all sorts of sales and fun in store for you. 20% off of supplements, 20% off of CBD products, plus 20% off of all essential oils and cosmetics. Please note that all these sales are limited to in-stock items.
And while you're walking around at Family Natural Foods, don't forget to sign up for some awesome door prizes and receive a free gift with your purchase. Please join us Friday, October 6th and Saturday, October 7th at Family Natural Foods for our 77th Customer Appreciation Day Sale, located at 910 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
We look forward to celebrating with you.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-724-4101.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
The Republicans are on the wrong side of policy, on the wrong side of the people.
Wrong side of history.
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 77, winds out of the southeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, lows level off around 58, cloudy. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 68, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 65.
Welcome back, everybody. Over the back fence on your radio dial. We hope your Saturday is treating you good. Got about 5 minutes left of show. We'd love to fill it with your phone calls. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. See, I was born and raised in the slums of a city. Rain really coming down right now here in Rapids. Wherever you are, hopefully you are dry, whatever the skies are pouring down with. And especially noteworthy considering we have a homecoming game going on right now with Assumption hosting Pacelli. Assumption is up 14-0 in the second quarter, but they are in a delay right now because of lightning. You can catch the action in the game, keep up to date, right now. Head on over to WizCountry 105.5 WIRI, where we are having this game for you. Shout out to Michael and the good job he's been doing over there. And Seth running that game, those two doing it. You know it's going to sound good. We'll be picking up that game as soon as they get back into action. Again, Assumption up 14-0 over Pacelli in their homecoming game. More high school sports for you next week. Looking forward to that. But before we get too far ahead, let's take a look at our weekend lineup. We'll get to more of that in a second. First, your calls. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi. I called in about Christmas dishes.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the show. I forgot. Did I give you my telephone number?
Yeah. 886-3654.
Okay. Yeah. They're porcelain dishes. I was looking for a pattern. I was downstairs, and I still can't find the pattern number, the name. Hmm. Well, have a good day, and thank you very much.
You too. And good luck with the sale. You have a great day.
Bye now.
Again, if you're interested in those Christmas dishes, give her a call, 715-886-3654. Our lineup is jam-packed this weekend, as it is every weekend, with great original content. If you missed the Sunshine Polka Show today, we got you covered. 1 o'clock tomorrow, polka guy Tim Hubbelt does an amazing job scouring the universe, looking for good polka for you. Join us for one of our favorite shows, one of our most long-standing shows, Tim Hubbelt, the Polka Guy's Sunshine Polka Show. And from 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music. Such a fun show, such a popular show. Keep hearing from you guys all the time about how much you like that show and the great work Seth puts into it. He has a different theme every week, and this week, it is night. Yeah, I like that one. It's a good one. Join Seth from 6 to 8 for Seth Faces the Music. And might as well stick around for Director's Cut. It's our artist show where we get to take a focus on a particular local artist and hang out with them for a bit. This week, we extend the local thing and we are replaying our interview with Mystery Science Theater's own Mary Jo Peel. Mary Jo is one of the sweetest, nicest people I have met in this industry. It is such a great interview. To prepare for that interview, I listened to many, many of her interviews, and she told us during the interview, you'll hear it for yourself. We got to talk about things and ask things that nobody else has before. And I think we got to see a side of her that not everybody does. Whether you are a fan of Mystery Science Theater or not, it is such a wonderful conversation with one of our own, a Midwesterner. Check it out tomorrow. 8 to 9, Director's Cut. Of course, we'll be here all week long with you, hanging out. I mentioned before our Sunrise show on WizCountry 105.5 from 7 to 8, Monday through Friday. And, of course, we're back here 8 to 10 with the morning show. Melissa and Seth will be here to kick things off on Monday. And along with that, not only will we have the Kitchens Open segment, Melissa's wonderful segment that she does in the 9 o'clock hour to kick things off, but this week, doing it even more, a little bit different. We've got Ashley Hagnow joining us, Allison Dairyland. Yeah, we got Allison Dairyland joining us on Monday. Ashley will be with us to talk farm and railroad safety and have a great conversation. Great week of guests, all our usual unusual suspects. Great group of guests on Morning Magazine as well. It's going to be a fun week, everybody. Thanks so much for calling up and joining the conversation. Again, Assumption up 14-0 in the second quarter with their homecoming game against Pacelli. Catch that on West Country 105.5 WIRI. They are in a delay right now, but they'll be back in the action soon, hopefully. You all stay dry, have a fun, great weekend. Enjoy yourselves and stick around right here. We got you covered. Great action coming up for you. We'll talk to you soon and later. Be good to each other.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.